This is Slide Into Your DMs,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating
in a digital world,
with Brian McDuffie and Maggie Mayfield.
How long were you guys talking for before you gave the address?
Just Tinder. This was like, it was like pandemic, like tail end of.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Well, California too was like so shut down that you had to order dick to the house. Like that was what where we were at. Texas wasn't. I know people moved here so that you didn't have to do that, but like I was getting desperate. I was like, I need something.
Scouring Craigslist.
Somebody hug me.
On Uber Eats. Why can't you just order penis?
We watched Enola Holmes.
Oh, the Sherlock movie. Yeah.
Which that really gets you in the mood. And then
nothing gets me hornier than solving mystery.
And then he asked me, and then we had sex, and it was like 3 minutes mediocre.
3 minutes.
Yeah. And then we were laying there, and then he truly asked if I was autistic. He's just like, so you're like autistic?
I mean, it doesn't matter, but.
Yeah, like last night you said, it's not like it's a problem.
That dick's autistic, 3 minutes.
I like as soon as you said, like, I'm not in the most attractive guys, he's like, oh, I got something for you later. I'm going to roast the fuck out of you.
He had that in the
As soon as
he was waiting until sex.
After sex.
I don't get, wouldn't you ask it before, like if that was something you were worried about? I don't know.
First of all, I don't think it's real. I just think he was trying to get like a little jab in because he was a little hurt by it. Yeah. But we do that. Like, I don't know if women, I don't think y'all put up with that bullshit. But like, when we're trying to hook up with y'all, you can say anything to me and I will laugh that off. You know? So autistic. After sex, I'm like, what the fuck you say?
He also told me that I had broken his dry spell and that it had and I was like, that doesn't make me feel good.
Kylie, no one else would fuck me.
That's literally what I heard. No one else in like 100-mile radius.
But also like part of you, didn't you feel like, well, I did my part, you know, like I
do feel like a good person.
Thank you. I saved the world from another incel, you know. Thank you for
saving the world.
Thank you for your service.
He was probably gonna murder someone, and
litters.
And instead he murdered this, but no.
After sex, he was like, this is crazy. I thought about shooting up a school. Thank you, Kylie. I'm not going to now.
That post-nut clarity.
Dude, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it's not good.
Wait, the clarity is not good?
Oh, sometimes it's so bad.
You're like looking in the mirror and you're like, this is who I am.
One time it's like doing mushrooms. You're not supposed to look in the mirror.
I like looking in the mirror on mushrooms.
Oh, me too. I cry happy tears normally.
I'm like, I love you.
I'm like, you're good. You're like a good person. You're fine, you know? And then like after, I'm like, duh. But what was I saying? I was saying something.
Post-nut clarity.
Post-nut clarity. I made out with a lady the other day, right? And I felt her face and it was like stubbly.
What?
Yeah. Like I like touched her face and there was like, I went like, did you just shave? Did it anyway, you know? And then after I go, you know, that's when the clarity kicked in. I was like,
are you sure it was
I don't think
a lady?
Women have beards.
Bearded women. She might be in a circus.
Wait a minute.
I think we call those men.
You didn't hook up with her?
No, we just kind of like made out and had fun, you know?
So you don't
when
know?
When I touched the
so
beard.
You don't know.
When I touched, yeah.
Was she pressed up against you?
She was very big on a let me give you head, you know? Yeah. So I was just like, we'll turn the light on. Dark imagination.
So you Italian, did have, maybe?
I like how you guys are both so like, let's figure this out.
Maybe she was Italian?
That's what I was going with.
Yeah,
you must be Italian. That's why you got a beard, you know?
Is that, Italian women are known for, I know like
very
for facial hair, but
very
like,
hairy,
I feel like there's
it just made me feel
hair.
Weird because I have a unibrow. You can probably see
Do
it
you
right
pluck
now.
It?
No, I actually get it threaded.
Hashtag threaded.
Yeah.
I got a story.
You
about
go to the mall
too.
And get it done?
Not the
Does
mall.
Does it hurt?
Yeah.
I've never had it done. I don't know if any of these fucking caterpillars
these
up
outsides
here.
Right here and the bottom, small tears come from my eyes, dude. And I'm like trying to be tough while I'm getting my eyebrows threaded, you know, like a big, strong man. And I'm like, don't cry. Oh! You know? Bro, last time I went in to get him threaded, and I sit down, Liddy goes, huh, it's been a while, huh? And I was like, yeah, it's, didn't have that $12.99, you know, it's been a while. I sit down, right? She starts calling her friends over.
What?
You to look at them?
You got
to
see these things. Ask me, can I take a picture? Shut up. Swear to God, can I take a picture? And I'm just like, yeah, sure, you know. Go back like 3 weeks later, my eyebrows on the front fucking window. The
before and after.
On the front fucking window of before and
that's
after.
So rude. Did they, well, you did give consent.
Dude, I literally walked in, I said, can I get like something for free? Can I get my next five for free? Like,
wow.
That's for right there. Look at those beautiful, bad and beautiful. Those are beautiful, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Fuck.
Now that I'm looking at them, like they are.
Yeah, literally. Beauty and the Beast, right?
They look great.
They do. Yeah.
I was FaceTiming the other day, dude, and I couldn't even look at her because I was just looking at my eyebrow the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, look at it spiraling and starting again. I got to get these things taken care of. Ooh.
You know that they say that, bushy eyebrows though are more attractive to both sides of, like both women and men find bushy eyebrows as attractive on some fundamental level. Like if they had to look at pictures of like the same face but with like heavier eyebrows than that, and it was, so you shouldn't have done it, I guess.
No, dude, I've always
you had
been,
the bushiest in the game.
I've always been very insecure about them, so that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah,
like I used to make fun of my dad for having one eyebrow all the time as a child, and he would just laugh.
I think the unibrow is where you lose people, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It can't connect, you know? Mm-hmm. Like Anthony Davis can do it. He's a basketball player because he's rich, you know? As a poor person, this is all I got.
I
mean,
Frida Kahlo
semi-decent looks.
Yeah. She did all right.
Who did?
Frida Kahlo.
Yeah, but she had like purpose in life, you know?
She didn't know that
she
then.
She was like an activist and like had meaning.
You're projecting that
Who cares about your eyebrow when you're fighting for something, you know? You know?
She's trying to bring people together.
Yeah.
Like, just like eyebrows.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Guys, we just got to connect, you know? Yeah. You know someone thought
she's
that,
too. She's leading
by
example.
Yeah. You know someone thought that, too. Mm-hmm. Like her eyebrows. Yeah. Stop laughing. Shut up. Yeah, dude, but no joke, the beard got me.
Yeah, that's tough. I think it's so crazy. I've had the experience of like, I've been to get a pedicure and I've had the like, the women be like, come look at this. Like, come look at this. Like, I'm trying to think of the word. Like,
come look at these bunions.
Not even bunions, it was my nails. Like, I had claws.
They were long?
Yeah, these disfigured.
On all uneven, you can cut people with them.
They're weapons sometimes. Yeah.
I like that she's like, you know, those supposed to be on your fingers, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. How do y'all feel about, do y'all like long, you ever do long nails?
Have you done them?
No, I can't. You can't. I play music.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking weird that you were talking about that. Someone just dropped a fact on me today that snails grow their own shells.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, you knew that.
You thought they stole them? What did you?
No, I don't. I thought maybe it was like a hermit crab and they like move, you know. But it's
someone has to make the shell.
And they make their own. So they just like grow and it just gets bigger. And I was like, oh, it's like a fucking fingernail. It's weird.
It is, yeah.
So are they like us or are we like, I don't know. Mm. It's been all day.
I feel like they precede us.
Do you do long nails?
No.
Yeah.
Dude, look at these bad boys. They're disgusting. I buy mine. Isn't that so gross? I'm so sorry.
I buy mine too.
I learned nothing from the pandemic. I learned absolutely nothing. I'm fucking touching my face. I'm like.
Dude, I can't believe I'm about to say that. You think that as a dude, we itch our nuts.
Uh-huh. And then.
And then sometimes you forget you itched your nuts.
Yeah.
And then you. Oh, that tastes like nut, you know? You know? Yeah. Oh, fuck. I should wash my hands.
Someone eating stinky cheese. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Samanda.
Ooh, that's feta.
Gross.
Yeah, dude. Fucking. I feel like long nails say so much about a woman.
What do they say, Brian?
Just what kind of nails, like, she prefers.
What do they say?
Like, dare I say long nails, the glamoury ones, she's going to be a little loud.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
high maintenance.
Yeah,
that's what I
for sure
up.
High maintenance. Mm-hmm. I think, and like if they got a lot of jewelry and long nails, they love attention, so they're gonna be the ones that are like you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the girl with no nails, like y'all don't even have polish on.
No.
Yeah.
That's some down bitch shit right there, you know. That's like the lady you're looking for, I feel like, you know.
But like your toenails are painted.
No. Well, they, I've gotten pedicures. So yes, in that case, they would be painted at the end of that. But yeah, no, I mean, in general, I work on a ranch. Like, that's my day gig. Yeah.
In what San does that Diego? Mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a biologist. Like, I'm a contracted biologist. I went to school for it. Like, that's why I live in San Diego. I went to SDSU.
Right, right.
Actually went.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You can look me up. Yeah.
I'm a published author. Yeah. As of, like, a couple months ago, I got a paper published.
Holy hell,
yeah,
really?
Amazing.
Thanks, yeah. It's kind of crazy to, I feel like, leaving that life behind me at this point. Mm-hmm. I haven't even told my mom. Because I know she's going to make a big deal about it. And I'm like, I'm trying to not be a biologist anymore. Oh, like, I'm trying to, like, be a comedian.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, I just don't want... I know she'll just share it all over Facebook. Do you guys have moms that will do that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I send her a picture of me just, like, because I know she likes it. And then she'll post it on Facebook. And I'm like, bitch.
Stop. Oh, my sweet
she's
baby.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
I blocked her once and she knew. Like, the next day. The next day, she was like, did you block me?
I check up on you every day and I can't find you now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She was so upset. Mm. But
Wait, why did you block her?
Because she does that shit. Like, she shares things without me, like, without my consent. And she does it in such a... I don't care as much anymore. But there was a period of time in my life where I was very, like... It would just be embarrassing to me to have your mom bragging like that. Because then it feels like... I felt also that, like, she lived so vicariously through me for a period of time. And I think she's better about it now. But it was kind of like... Bitch, I wanted to post that. Like, that was my thing to share with people or not. And, you've taken that choice away from me. Yeah. Ugh. But it's, I mean, that's just mom-daughter dynamics.
Are you an only child?
Yeah. Well, I have a half-brother.
Okay. Mom's side or dad's side?
Dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But he lives in Colorado, and we haven't lived together since I was, like, 9. So we're not, like, super close. Like, I talk to him like a few times a year, and he has kids, and I go visit. But I kind of was raised like an only child.
But you're your mom's only child for sure.
Yeah. she was such a helicopter parent. Like okay, you know, like school dances. You know how like you got the chaperone there. My mom at every school dance was the one splitting up kids that were like grinding and having fun. Like she was like, leave space for Jesus. You know, she's that one. And they're like, your mom fucking sucks. And I was like, yeah, I know. I know.
I'm in eighth grade. This is great.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing about being a parent though. My parents did the same thing. Like I had a party in eighth grade because I just moved to Texas and I had no friends. So they were like, hey, maybe we'll throw you like a birthday party and people will come. And I just like threw out flyers, right? Everyone came. Everyone was in my parents' pool grinding on each other. And my parents and my grandma are just, hey, no, none of that. None of that. They just didn't even listen.
It is. Like,
they just kept doing
Welcome
it.
Welcome to Texas. Yeah.
What do you think about though? Like, it is insane that that's like what we were doing when we were like 13 years old.
Oh, I agree.
Like, I'm just like rubbing my ass on somebody's like boner.
Simulated
that's insane.
Sex. Yeah. It's not even dancing.
No.
Like, I remember like the first time I had to go to a dance, I was so scared because I was like, I'm like a decent dancer too. Like, I it's one of my
you
hobbies.
Throw down?
I do it for fun in my room. Yeah. Mm. And then, like,
does that count as a hobby?
It takes up time, you know? And and I'm like, so nervous. I'm like, how do you do this, bro? Right? And this chick came up to me, eighth grade. I had a crush on her, giant butt, you know? And like, she's like, let's dance. And of course, I'm like wiggling my hips and stuff. And she just turned around and said, Brian, just stand there. Don't move.
The girl's supposed to do all the work. That's why I was nervous.
And then I was literally like, is this dancing? Mm. Are we dancing?
You're just like
this is dancing. I'm just sitting against the wall now with my hips thrusted forward.
Were you hoping it to be like Gene Kelly? Like,
yeah, I thought it was going to be like a little, you know, maybe some twirls or something. Like,
yeah, you wanted to do the
yeah. Texas has a whole dance to the state. Yeah. They got a two-step. It's what they do here. Now we're just. I want
dry humping.
We're doing nothing, you know?
In
yeah.
the elementary school cafeteria.
I literally just left with my friends and I was like, what are we doing here, guys? I just walked around with a boner for 5 hours in a room full of people.
And
you
that's
know?
Why he never went to a strip club again.
No, I don't go to strip clubs. Yeah. I hate them.
Yeah.
Despise strip clubs.
Did you have to take square dancing in school?
No.
Yes.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, and the girls got to pick who they got to dance with. And the girl that I didn't, like, I liked the girl. And then the girl that I didn't like, that, like, me picked me. And I was devastated.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to dance with you. I want to dance with her.
All
it was like some Sadie Hawkins shit.
Yeah, but we were in, I mean, when did you do it? We were in third grade when we did it, which is weirdly young to like make boys and girls dance together. Like that was still when you were like, ew, girls, you know, cooties.
We didn't do that. I grew up in New Jersey, but I know a lot of kids in San Diego or in California did. So I didn't know, because you both kind of grew up then. So I didn't know if you had to.
Oh, I grew up in Maryland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. You told me that.
No, no worries. So sorry.
Yeah. Where did you grow up, Brandon?
Orange County, California.
Yeah, okay, that's why.
So yeah, it was like every year my younger sisters had to do it also a couple of years later, so it stayed being a thing.
It's so funny. They're like, "Here, white children, your culture." This is all you have.
This is all the rhythm that's in your body, guys.
Y'all are square dancers. We're gonna keep it simple. There's rules. There's steps. They were so square. We can do that.
Exactly. This is all we got here, guys. In the background, they got the movie Footloose on.
Yeah. No, you ever heard step out of the box? Stay in the box.
Stay in the box. Yeah. Johnny, that's your home. All right. Yeah. Did you guys ever do like fifth grade camp? Was that a thing?
Yes. When you say camp, though, did you go somewhere?
No, I didn't do it. Everyone was talking about fifth grade camp. I got to fifth grade. There was no camp. We didn't camp.
We went to a sleepaway place. We didn't camp, but there were cabins.
Yeah. That's cool.
It was cool. Yeah. It was like, we were chaperoned, obviously. Yeah. But it was like seventh grade, something like that. Yeah, and we got to zip line, and they had a dance, and everyone's like pop lock and dropping it. Yeah. No, I like popped a muscle, like pop locking and dropping. I was limping up the fucking zip line. I was like, I'm still going.
Dude, I could just imagine you dancing, you drop it one time. Oh my God, man down, you know? Someone help me up. That'd be so funny to see, dude.
It was not good.
No, that'd be so funny.
It definitely
to see.
Wasn't hot.
That's the day comedy started for you, you know?
Probably.
Yeah, I started making jokes. Yeah.
Camp was fun, though. No. Did you guys not do something like that?
Didn't go fifth grade camp?
We had sixth grade outdoor ed is what it was called. Okay. And it was like, we went up into the mountains of Big Bear, and it was like you and one other local Brea school district, because we had like 8 elementary schools in our district. So you would go with them and pair up, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool, because then you get to see the other kids in the school too.
Yeah, that you were going to be in junior high. The bummer was that was like kind of the same thing with the square dancing. I had like all these old friends, and I had made new friends. And everyone got to write down their picks. And so all my old friends wrote my name down. Mm-hmm. And so I got stuck with a group of people that I wasn't friends with anymore. And all my new friends were in a group together with like one rando that I was like, that was supposed to be my spot. So, yeah.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. Bro, last night, my bartender at Rocky's, you guys see her lips? She got the lip injections.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she said...
Oh, didn't used to look like that?
No.
That was my only interaction with her. She was so sweet, though.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. She said she got the lip injections the day before.
Oh, they were fresh.
Yeah, and she said she could feel them moving when she would walk.
Ew. Cool.
Oh, like when you gain a little bit of weight and you're driving and you go over a bump. Yeah,
she said she literally like felt them boom, boom, boom with every step, dude. I was like, that's crazy. She said the next thing she's going to do is get an injection in her chin.
Of what?
Of nanonites that are going to eat the fat away.
Wow, technology's progressed.
That's crazy, so far, huh?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
How much does something like that cost, do you think?
She said it's not that much.
Ugh.
Would y'all ever do that? I don't know if it's nanonites. I just
Doesn't
watched
that sound
G.I.
Like,
Joe.
Like
I
some
made that up.
Agent Cody Banks shit.
That's what I'm saying. You get a shot and it eats your fat cells
How's
away.
How's it not to stop?
That's what if it keeps going? Yeah. What if you get cancer or something now, you know? I mean, I'm not a biologist.
You can drink water out of it.
You know, isn't that, would y'all ever take it that far?
I guess if I'd seen it work, that's the type of thing, like, I feel this way about laser eye surgery. Like, my aunt had laser eye surgery and it went wrong, right? And so now she has to wear like bifocals the rest of her life and her vision's like pretty fucked. And I would love, like, I wear contacts and I would love to not have to do that, but I just kind of want to see enough success to like feel good about fucking with my eyes.
Yeah. It's like, I would never buy a Tesla when it first comes out, mm-hmm. you know, but like generation four, I think they're ready.
I'm not a pioneer is what I'm realizing. I like to see the results.
Yeah. I just don't trust things that mm-hmm. come out brand new. You know, I'm like, where's the proof? You know,
we
that
say as we're vaping.
Exactly. No, but like with the vaping, everyone's like, oh, vaping's bad. Like, yeah, I know this, you know, but I used to smoke cigarettes. So I think they're better than cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, just by my own experiment of how my chest feels when I wake up, you know, I think they're a little better than cigarettes. I now smell like...
They haven't been around as long as cigarettes, though, is what I'm trying to say. So it's like we don't actually know like the long-term effects.
I don't think they're good. I think if you put anything in your lungs that's not oxygen,
but you're right,
bad,
yeah.
You know?
That is like that is, going in, you're like, this is not good for me, as opposed to like nanonites getting fat out. You're like, that seems good.
Yeah, you think it's going to help you, mm-hmm. you know? You don't like this, we know is bad. What she's going for is like, she's like, this is going to help me in my life. But it's like the LASIK eye surgery. What if it backfires? You get 3 chins now or something, right. You know? You turn into a fucking Jabba the Hutt, you know?
Love yourself.
The fucking LASIK eye surgery, that would make me... Did she sue them?
No, I mean, it was like, you have to sign all this stuff up top saying that like you're accepting the risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so wild. She went in to like...
Fix it,
and then it came out so much worse. That's mm-hmm. there should be a lawsuit there or something. I don't care what paper you signed.
Yeah, the nanonite thing is like, I guess it sounds cool. I know that they can be programmed if that's what I'm thinking about. Like,
I don't know if it's nanonites. I just made that up.
Nanonites.
In my head, nanonites.
I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
On
nanomites.
Dude, I told you, I just watched G.I. Joe. So in my head, I'm like, nanonites should be a thing by now because that movie came out like 8 years ago. So
I really feel like you're trying to say nanobites.
Yeah.
You want to put a B, not an N, in front of
nanobites.
That.
Nanobites.
The little things.
Those
that
would be nanobites.
I was just going
with
you. Whatever.
I don't. I literally typed in like. Robotic injectables that will eat face fat and nothing. Yeah. Came up.
Like, can you just look up if there's a shot that takes away face fat?
Yeah.
I used to want like you ever hear about tapeworms when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Them.
You love them? I used to want that as a kid.
You're like, imagine eating as much as I want. Yeah. And then I get to feed my little worm friend too.
Yeah.
Dude, I heard that models go to Mexico to get those put inside of them.
This is what you're talking about.
Yeah, Tybella. I'm trying to, the internet's slow, but I'm trying to get in and read what this is about. I'll update you.
You know what my mom does?
I hope it says nanonites.
She uses Preparation H. She puts on Preparation H.
For what?
Because it tightens, because it's for like, what are they called?
Hemorrhoids.
Yeah, right. Hemorrhoids. And it's like supposed
to. I thought I recognized what that stuff was.
Yeah. She uses ass cream on her face. Well, because it helps tighten up the skin.
I have heard of that, and people do it like under their eyes and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, it's way cheaper than like
eye cream. All the shit that I just mm-hmm. bought. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great.
Was this like her idea, or did someone like tell her about this?
I don't know.
Because for her to like think of that's genius.
That would be genius. I have to imagine she heard it from somebody. But
yeah.
I don't know who.
It's like she used it. My butt hole feels so tight. I could probably use this on my face.
Isn't it like it smells like menthol a little bit, doesn't it?
I've never used it. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you used it, Megan?
No.
That doesn't sound good though.
These
on
lights
the butt.
Are bright here.
Yeah, I just thought it was like the. I would imagine like
a
like
minty
Ben
fresh...
like Ben Gay like that.
Yeah, that doesn't. But that feels like on your ass. That would burn.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah,
it does. A little.
Like a minute ago into the mic, I was like, I used it this morning.
But no,
Yeah. It smells like mint and it burns. Dude. All your guesses are factually correct.
But you're minty fresh down there. That's good.
That is true. Yes.
It is weird being a man and you get hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
And like, you're like, I got to put this in my butt.
It's the same for a lady.
Yeah.
We're not like excited to put stuff in there.
You're all like used to guys looking at your butt and touching your butt.
Your butt's like sacred for a guy. Like sacred. It's so, you're so taught. Like I don't know what I thought you had to do with it. Obviously, like you have to put it's into
There's
your
like
ass.
Little slits on the side.
There's like a little
where
tube
it's like obviously
that goes in and then it comes out. And I did not when I first saw that, for 5 days I was like, I'm not using this. I'm not putting something in my ass.
It's fucking gay, bro.
So it's like a yeah, like an ass tampon.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, it looks exactly, like a douche, yeah, honestly. Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, it's yeah, it's not cool.
See, that's like, didn't you tell me that you asked Erica to do it?
Yeah, and she was like, absolutely not. I was like, it's less weird if you do it. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that.
I'm not going face to face with that thing.
You're like prone on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I was like, just put it in me.
Face down, ass up.
Yeah. Back bent. Yeah. Yeah. Man, that is great position.
I love that arch. Yeah.
But you learn that? You practice that, Brandon?
Yeah. Do you feel better?
No, I need to go to the doctor.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
It's over the counter ain't cutting it.
It's been a month. It's not doing anything. Oh, it's just now a relief, shit, not a fixer. So I need to go to the doctor.
Oh God, man. Dude.
From when I threw my back out that one time.
Then you got hemorrhoids?
Yeah, because it's like it can happen from like strain on your body. Oh, and it's like your core. I don't know.
Gosh,
I gotta
go
to the doctor.
I know.
Sit up.
Dude, it's crazy. You gotta go to the doctor and show him your butthole.
Yeah, that really
that's
sucks,
rough, dude.
That happened to my brother-in-law, though, and he wound up having to get it. Basically, they put like a branding iron up his butt and like branded two sides of his rectum because it was so bad he couldn't eat.
Do they?
It was
they,
like, so bad. Anything that he
burn
ate.
Burn it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how they got the
polyps. I'm not going to the doctor.
How does
I'm
it
absolutely
do?
Not going to the doctor.
Oh my God, bro. That is wild, dude.
That's
crazy. I feel terrible. I shouldn't have said that.
No, well, that feels like.
But yeah, that's it was.
How long was he in recovery for?
2 weeks.
That's it.
That's like wartime medicine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like
yeah,
you get shot and someone like burns it closed.
Yeah. Cut it off.
We don't have better technology than just branding your asshole. Yeah. My holy hole.
We're just gonna close this thing, okay? Dude, yeah, that is, oh my
you
God.
You shit through your mouth now.
Yeah, you're like that lady with the smoker with the hole. Yeah, you just Debbie, got another hole now.
I fucking
yeah,
love Joe Girl's bet on that, so fucking.
Dude, it's so fucking funny. I agree, man.
I forgot about Deborah.
Yeah, he's like, smoke, that is so cool.
Have you been in a relationship where a guy's asked you to do something really gross for him?
Mm.
Something
you
like.
Seem like you're leading into a story of your own. No.
Dude.
Or you've had to ask him to do something for you, or like, I can't reach it.
Oh, I see. No, but I do this. I keep coming back to my mom. I don't know why she's on my mind. But it reminded me when you were asking for your girlfriend to do it, like put it up your ass.
Yeah.
I when my mom first introduced tampons to me, she was like, do you want help? And I was like, fuck no.
Yeah.
But I just like stuck the whole plastic thing up and I just stuck it all up. And then I didn't realize like, oh, that part's not supposed to go up there. And then I had to have her help me get it. It would have been way better just to have her help from the beginning.
From the beginning,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Swallow your pride, kid.
I was like, mommy. Before, I was like, no, I'm a woman. I can do this. And afterwards, I'm like, mommy.
Mommy.
Save me.
Dude, how?
But sexually, no, I don't feel like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not even sexually, but just like
a partner.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they're for, though, right? That's why you need a partner.
Yeah.
It's like you've promised yourself to me in sickness and in health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do this weird shit.
Mm. Yeah. No, I don't have one yet.
You don't have, yeah.
I'm like sure as we get older. Yeah, no, that's the whole. Yeah. That's why you got to lock someone down before you start really aging. Because then shit starts going wrong and no one wants to help once things are already wrong. It's just like insurance doesn't want someone with pre-existing conditions, you know what I mean? Like
yeah, you can't be 30 and be like, oh, so I got this mommy thing, you know? Yeah, you got to find that at like 25, yeah. That's weird. So so you and Nick date, comic,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yes.
How did that happen with him living here, you San Diego? How did y'all like meet? Was it an Instagram thing? Was in person?
I came out for, obviously comedy. I came out to visit my friend Rafa Camargo, and he was doing Roscoe's. Actually, he was doing your show. The
Taking Shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we met. I saw him over the course of the next week, and then I did a Banana Phone, which I had no idea what I was signing up for.
Banana Phone is something you watch.
I was literally like 15 seconds into the set, and I was like, I shouldn't be up here. I didn't know any better. I was wearing such a small skirt too. I never wear skirts on stage.
Yeah.
I was so vulnerable. I was wearing this shirt. I have this, it's like a bobcat skull, super cool shirt. But they, of course, I think Nat was like, yo, it's crazy you're wearing a shirt that smells like your pussy, or so, that looks like your pussy smells or something like that. It's just like a dead cat. Yeah. No, that was brutal. I'm
never wearing this shirt ever again.
I haven't worn it since. Yeah.
Damn, Nat, bullying, that's what you works. Did.
That's what we need, bullies. We need feedback.
Were there any roasts that were so good that you were like, I'm going to remember that one?
That was the one that stuck. Nothing else did. And also they were so nice to me because they clearly were like, I think too, when a woman goes up in that setting, like a roast mic, like people are a little easier on her.
Yeah.
Well,
I just don't think you want to go for the hack either, you know?
Yeah.
You know? It's so easy to go hack with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like slut.
Yeah, just fucking, equality and all that weak shit, you know?
Equality?
You know, just like like the hack stuff. Like, you know, equality, women aren't funny, fucking.
Right, right. I was not funny, so it would have been totally fair.
It's banana phone.
Yeah.
The funny part is them roasting people, you know? It's never ever the comic doing the 2 minutes or whatever, you know?
A minute, yeah.
Yeah, a minute, exactly. Yeah,
it was brutal. But yeah, just chatted him up afterwards. Actually, he recommended a movie to me, and then he DM'd it to me on Instagram, and then we started chatting back and forth, and then every day, 2 weeks later, we were calling each other, and then I came back out to visit, and yeah. That's how it started. It's weird to have started long distance. Like, I've never been in a long distance relationship that started long distance.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
I feel like it, yeah.
But you've been in a long distance that started together?
Yeah, yeah. Like, in college, I went abroad for a semester to Australia, and I had a boyfriend that was back in the States. And, yeah, we made it. I honestly think sometimes I'm sure that's not how this is playing out, but I feel sometimes I'm like such an independent person that a long distance relationship actually I vibe with because I still get to do my shit, and then we just check in like once or twice a day.
One phone call, uh-huh. End of the night. How was your day?
Yeah. But then I still get to just do whatever.
Do comedy.
Wake up when
around.
I want. Yeah. Eat what I want. Yeah.
Sometimes it kills me though, because you will get like those random fucking Wednesdays where you're like, man, I really miss this person and I wish they were here.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you done a long distance?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, she lived like 20 minutes away, but. No, she lived like 2 hours away, probably. Only came over like on the weekends and such. You know.
Weekend girlfriend.
Yeah, it was like.
You didn't like it?
Probably should have had two of them. But,
you need your week, girlfriend.
Yeah. It would be like Wednesdays would hit, and I'd be like, man, I got to wait like 3 days to see this girl, you know? It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But I also like I got to do comedy and not have people fucking bugging me all up in my ass, you know?
Yeah.
That is the benefit of it, but the cons hurt my heart, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's so much easier to see that person every day and just tell them, hey, once in a while I need space.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Are you guys hearing this?
Yes.
What is that?
Sounds like a generator.
Yeah, or like construction.
Someone's doing construction. All
right, I just want to make sure I wasn't like...
Yeah, going crazy. Yeah. I snapped. Oh, yeah.
Do you guys see that guy too?
It's my friend Jeff. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm like, this is crazy. Sometimes when I'm like real fucked up, right? Like mentally not doing okay. I'll look in the mirror and I'm like waiting for him to say something.
Oh no.
Yeah. Wait, what? Yeah.
He's referring to himself as him in a mirror.
Yeah.
Your mirror person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sometimes I'm just waiting for the
you
person
are a
in
Gemini.
The mirror. No, I'm a Leo, actually.
I'm looking at the mirror.
Whoa, kid. Yeah, sometimes when I'm like looking in the mirror, I'm just waiting for him to say something back to me.
That's I have no words.
You've never had you guys have never had that thought before?
I hope you're I feel like you're doing a bit and that's
shut
cool.
Up,
yeah.
Because if you're not, you're not allowed in my house
you
anymore.
Shut up.
I don't feel safe around you.
You guys didn't see the first Spider-Man movie, Sam Raimi?
Oh, yeah.
The Green Goblin. Once the guy starts talking in the mirror, that's when you're like, oh, he's the bad guy who's going crazy.
Yeah.
So sometimes when I'm like looking in the mirror, you know, I'm like, I know you're fucking there, dude.
You didn't play Bloody Mary as a kid.
Yeah, no one's here with me. This is just one of my weird, threw it against the wall, didn't stick, you know, didn't stick, man. Yeah. All right, wonderful lines.
Do you think Bloody Mary is something that's going to be a part of like the next generation? Do you think somehow it'll make, because like I had Bloody Mary, because we're all kind of like slight bit like age gaps of generations.
We watch the same cartoons. Yeah,
yeah, but like we all, I feel like we all had Bloody Mary and it stayed around. It'll probably somehow.
I mean, my parents had Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
As long as there's been mirrors.
Yeah. Fuck. We got to get rid of mirrors. Yeah.
My nieces are like 9 and 11 at this point, and they're already talking about Ouija board and Bloody Mary. They're already talking about
it. Oh, Ouija board. No. Fuck that. Yeah. I don't fuck with Ouija boards, dude.
Why?
Bloody Mary is one thing, but Ouija boards, no.
Yeah.
Well, Bloody Mary was way scarier.
No. I did Candyman. Y'all didn't do Candyman?
No.
No, that's, it's like the same thing.
It is the exact same
Bloody Mary is the white version.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Didn't know.
That's
yes.
true.
Yeah, that is true. That's how I didn't know. Like, I remember watching the movie Candyman, and then people were like, oh, you never did the Candyman? I didn't even know it was
called. Should we do it right now?
No. We don't have a mirror.
You need the mirror?
Well, I guess I don't know. You could look in the camera. That's kind of like a mirror.
I don't want to enter demons.
You're just asking.
Yeah. Not today, Satan.
Even if you don't believe, you're just opening the door for what
I don't
want to
manifest.
You know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Someone's listening right now like, don't you fucking do it, guys. I'll turn this off right now.
You better burn that shit. Yeah.
I'll stop listening to this podcast right now. I'm done.
Why not Ouija board?
Because I just think it's you're just opening a door to something. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you don't believe, now you're giving it a chance. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like, what is this fun? What kind of fun is this? Is this people like this? We're entertained.
Did you ever do Ouija?
I've never done it. Also, though, like, I mean, the whole idea is that just somebody in the group is actually the one that's moving. Something's guiding my hand.
Yeah,
you guys don't feel
it. But then, what if that's really happening? You know. What if it's fucking El Diablo on the other side? Like, I've been trying to get you for years. This is my chance, you know?
That's how I feel when, like, a guy's trying to finger you. You're just like, something's guiding my head. Like, you're like, I need to control this.
Dude, there is no worse feeling than when a lady grabs your hand.
When you're doing
and
it.
And guides you. Yeah. Yeah.
That's oh, my bad. God.
It's like you feel like you can't read a map, you know? It's fucking rough. Like, you're like, I don't know what I'm doing, I guess. You know, I thought I was good. I thought I was good at this.
Well, you just don't feel what we're feeling.
No, 100%. But, like, I know the compartments, you know? I should be able to hit all the compartments correctly, you know?
It's
embarrassing. But, like, you don't know.
It's so embarrassing.
Imagine if you were giving a guy a hand job and he grabbed your hand and flipped it away the other end. I was like, this. You'd be like, oh, I was doing it so
well,
wrong.
First of all,
just here.
Who's
just
still giving a hand job?
Okay.
I mean, wait, first of all, good hand job can be great. All right. If there's some love and dedication, not like you're just sitting next to me.
Is this like in public, or are you in like an enclosed?
It should never be in public.
Well, what I'm saying is, like,
that's
what
how you end up on a list,
is
babe.
There just a hand job and not
Thank
like
you.
Any mouth?
Yeah, like, you know, I don't know, maybe it's something special, you know, maybe she's laying down on your leg or something. I don't know, fucking looking into your eyes, saying something nice.
As women, we're just taught, like, if you want to feel well, like, take control of your O and show them how to do it.
Yeah.
That's literally what we're taught.
So what you were saying, if a guy did that, I'd be like, oh, thank you for the constructive feedback.
Yeah,
and now
same.
I know what to do.
Yeah, but we're men, so our egos get
hurt. Yeah, we got this thing called pride. Yeah, exactly, dude.
We're just people pleasers.
I know.
It's not a big deal. Like, it's not like you're not going to just like be like, I have to stop. I got to think about what I just did. But it's it's like enough for you to like, you're like, oh, fuck. It's like getting stuck unhooking the bra. Like, you're like, oh, I swear, I'm fucking cool.
It makes you doubt every other thing you're going to do with her.
Yeah.
Mm.
Now you're like, does she even like any of
so
this?
So are we just supposed to suffer through and like not have fun? Like,
how would
you
like
that?
To be told?
Yeah.
That
no, it's an us thing. It's not,
y'all. Yeah, I agree. 100%. 100%.
I like how we're like, how do I change?
We're
how
still
do
I know. Trying to workshop it.
It is funny because you can see the duality of it. Because it's honestly like 80% of sex as a guy, all you're thinking about is like, please don't come. Please don't come. Please. Like, that's like
so
a huge.
Wild.
Like, you have that nerve when you start where you're like, you don't want to be, like, in the back of your mind, you don't want to be the guy that nuts.
Man,
like,
good for you. In my head, I'm like, I'm so ready to come. I'm so tired of this workout. Let's get this over with, you know?
I was going to say 80% as a woman is like, please come. Please come. Yeah. Not the guy, but, like, for just, like, I feel like it's so hard to get there myself. Like,
Oh, yeah. Anytime that ever happens, I feel like champion of the world, you know? I did that.
Yeah.
See, the grass is greener.
You're telling me.
Tell your friends. Yeah, this is great. I want to be like your mom. I want to post you on social, on Instagram. You know? Guys, I did that. I'm so proud.
But, like, at this point, though, I mean, if you've been with someone for a while, like, for me, I would make him wait. I'm like, me first, and then we'll finish.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well,
in a perfect world, you know?
I mean, it doesn't always have to be through intercourse, though. For me, like, no. It doesn't have to be that way. I just want you to be present and helping, but, like, I'll get there. Just wait a second.
It's like my eighth grade dance. You're like, hey, Brian, just don't move. You know? I got this. Not, just don't move.
That. Yeah. It's not that. It's not that.
I think gentlemen should let a lady first. You know?
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah. You always try.
Yeah.
You should, if, as a good man, you should always try, you know? But sometimes you're like, hey, it's been 30 minutes. Hmm. Get off the pot or take a shit. What are we doing here? You know? What do I? I'll pinch a nipple. What do you need from me? You know.
Well, if you let her use her own hand, then
I'm not mad about
it
that.
Probably wouldn't be 30 just minutes.
The guiding of the no, hit this and then this. You're like.
So she's like lower to the left.
Do you, like is am I verbal doing it right? Are verbal like cues better as opposed to like the taking of the hand? That's yes. The emasculating part.
Yes, I do love a verbal cue.
Yeah, okay. Yes. It's a little like putting the dog's face in it. You know, like you're like you're doing it wrong. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, just tell me what to do.
I'm just trying. Listener. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm so sorry, Master. I love you.
Yeah, that's don't take this away. Yeah.
Please don't take
I'm
this
sorry.
Away.
Yeah. Change, yeah. Babe.
Remember last week you said you wanted to try this? I said, no, let's do it. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
That is funny. I didn't realize that men and women are just basically thinking the opposite things in bed. We're just kind of having like opposite
experiences.
Moments of worry and what's good and what's bad. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
puzzle pieces.
That's cool.
I just seen this thing the other day that Harvard did an experiment. They put 30 dudes in a room for 30 minutes, 30 chicks in the room for 30 minutes, and just seen how it went. And of course, the dudes, we just talked about sex and sports, you know, all day. The ladies replayed the conversations they had throughout the week.
Like they talk about things that.
Yeah, and then he said this, and I said this, and I was like, dude, y'all, like, your brains are like little voice recorders.
Yeah.
That's like, y'all are all like born stenographers, you know? That is wild.
That's not me. I have a shit memory, but I smoke a lot of weed.
So. I'm not gonna lie, that was my excuse too. You know, I remember. I was so impressed by it. I was like, that's how your brain works? That's awesome.
Can I tell you something I do that's like, I. If I'm having a conversation that is important and I know I need to remember it, I do like a quick like voice memo, turn it on. Like, oh, I just need to send this text message real quick. And I turn on like an audio recording so that I can listen back to it. Is that creepy as fuck?
No, that's actually very smart.
I feel now like I'm making you. I'm not right now. I just, well, like, so I asked my.
Recording the podcast.
Well, okay. I asked my. Yeah, you're already recording.
It's already on the internet.
That's funny. I asked my parents how they met, and they were telling the story, and I recorded that. I feel like just things that I'm like, I'm going to want to listen to this one day, and I'm just not going to be able to. My memory's not going to be able to do it justice.
That's fair. I do something similar, but not with a voice recorder.
Yeah. Oh, you take notes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. While there's people like a are whole, talking?
No, but there's like a there's a file on my phone of like, oh, I met this person at such and such place. We mentioned XYZ.
Yeah. I do that.
So then I can go through and be like, oh, I'm going to Roscoe's again. What was the name of the owner?
So you can mention a specific detail too.
Correct, yeah.
Like, how's Tim? How's the wife?
Yeah.
Dude, if you are a player of a man, you guys got to start doing that.
What?
Because I had someone tell me the other day, he's like recently single, been on Tinder and the apps and stuff. And he said that's one of the hardest things.
Keeping them straight.
Remembering what women like.
Yeah.
Like he was like, I was having intercourse with this lady and I choked her. And he said, no, she said, no, I don't like that. And he was like, wait, really?
I could have sworn.
He was like, fuck,
it was you.
Yeah,
you
is know. That Susan who likes that? Yeah. I was like, dude, you got to start jotting stuff down, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you've never watched Love is Blind, all of them do that. They're all in there with their notebook, which is actually where I got the idea to start making my own notes for people that I met.
Dude, someone brought that show up to me. I thought it was like Love on the Spectrum.
That's a good show, too.
I thought it was like Blind People.
Yeah, Erica was making fun of me for that. I did not know that it wasn't Blind People until like 3 days ago.
I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Okay, so what you're going to do, you're just going to pick one of those cards, and there's a bajillion questions on each card. So just pick one question that you want the whole group to answer.
By the way, Brandon, thank you. I thought the same thing. I was like, what a great show idea.
Yeah.
Helping people find love.
Well, there's all the other, like, yeah, like you said, Love on the Spectrum. I was like, that's a great idea. So I was like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Love on the Spectrum makes me so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
Oh, I think this is...
Yeah. Because people... Yeah, because I know, because we're... But it's so sweet and innocent, but, like, someone had to approve that on their behalf, because they're not...
But also, at the same time, it's like, hey, they're helping them find love, you know? That's nice.
But I don't think that that's the point of that show. Yeah. Well, oh, Love on the Spectrum?
It'd be funny on Netflix if it did say comedy.
It is kind of wild to just be like, let's just... put them together. Let's just take all these.
I laugh at my cousin Tim all the time. Imagine if there was a bunch of them, you know?
Yeah.
That's fucked. That's so fucked.
But then, don't you feel like an outsider at that part? Like, you're like, oh, a bunch of those guys, and you feel like, is that normal or am I normal? Like, what's normal?
Yeah.
I mean, I never feel normal, so.
Yeah.
I've been trying to just depict what is normal at this point.
Yeah. So we're like, are you autistic?
Probably.
I mean, everybody. Like, I feel like we all are, like, a little socially awkward on a certain level, and so you can relate to parts of it, but...
I was talking to a lady who was saying that. She's like, I'm pretty sure I'm autistic. And I was like, well, I relate to you more than anyone I've ever met in my life, so what does that mean?
Say about me.
She goes, you probably got autism. I go, yeah, probably.
You know? Does it change anything?
I feel like I should get a scholarship or something, you know?
If everybody has it.
Something. I don't know.
All right. I have a friend who's autistic, and she's been dealing with it. She's dating, and she doesn't know when to disclose that. What do you guys think about that? Like, would you want to know, like, right off the bat? Or
if
do you
already cannot tell,
yeah,
then you're chilling.
Yeah. You know?
Then that's like a later converse, 6 months, 7 months, a year in. Oh, okay. By the way, I got something funny.
6 months?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
You sound like this guy that's lying, like, pathologically.
Yeah. No, I don't care.
I'm sure he started lying and was like, well, I'll come clean at some point. And then the lies got deeper and deeper. I feel like
if you're having, like, the kid conversation, you need to bring it up.
That's like, I feel like you really got to trust someone before you start just whipping that out on people, you know?
Don't you think, though, like, if someone's going to be weird about it up top, that might not be somebody that you want to be with?
Yeah.
That's a great point.
So, like, why waste all the energy on somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you can't tell, like, is it really, like, no harm, no foul?
Right, in
a sense? Like, oh, so your brain's a little different?
Yeah.
What am I really dealing with here?
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. You're not going to laugh at all my bad jokes? Like, what are we doing here?
I think it's like, if you're having conversations about kids, then, you should bring that up, because that's hereditary, and that affects, like, your...
It's funny. She's children, like, hey, by the way, I got autism. You're like, I got herpes. So.
I was thinking, like, is it around like the same time
if we're confessing things,
you're like, date three, we're going to fuck. You should know.
Yeah, I just want to let you know. Yeah. Hey, is autism contagious? Because the thing I have, low contagious.
I did. I did pick a question.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. What recent purchase do you least want to admit to having made?
Hmm.
I feel like that's a good one.
Oh, fun, God. Fun.
Yeah. Do I have to answer it first?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What did I buy recently that I'm embarrassed by? I feel like I stand by most of my purchases. Is kind of how I feel about it. Probably like a late night burrito is probably that's like such a tame, but mm-hmm. I'd be eating late at night, like 2 a.m. burritos. I feel like that's not when burritos are supposed to be.
I do feel like I have to tell you this.
Huh?
They don't have burritos here.
They don't have burritos?
Eat them while you can.
What the fuck?
Mexican food sucks here. I hear that.
It's a taco city. $12 for 3 tacos. You ain't getting burritos no more.
That's about San Diego prices for tacos.
Yeah, but for one, you get one fat burrito for $12, you know?
Yeah.
And it like fills you up. And burritos, it's open 24/7.
Mm.
I don't know if you can tell. I'm passionate about Mexican food. Yeah. I love burritos.
No, I'm really sad. That is like, I mean, I was kind of, I know that there's still going to be Mexican food here, but it's like Tex-Mex. It's different.
It's different.
It's literally, they cook the food differently.
Yeah.
Because like here in Texas, like Tex-Mex is like portion based. They want it to be big and savory and satisfying. In Texas, it's like a lot of like lime and cilantro and like fresh juices and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know? I'm sorry. I just remembered the purchase.
I just remembered.
I bought a rat costume.
To like scare people or what?
Well, like for a rat.
No, that's funny. I like that. I just have to catch him.
And I'll put this little hoodie on.
Make a little calendar. Yeah. People would fucking buy that. Actually, yeah, that's a great idea.
They would. Yeah.
Except I
would.
It's like a wild rat.
Except you can do that with AI now. So you don't have to.
Yeah, I'm not planning on having children. So rats. Dressing up rats. That, imagine they're, okay, baby shoes are small and cute, but imagine rat shoes.
Like how you're like, I don't want to be the cat lady, so I'll buy a rat instead.
No, I mean.
You can hide that.
Can you hide a fucking rat?
I bought it for Halloween, so I mean, that's like a less embarrassing reason. But afterwards, I've kept it. And Nick was like, you know, you can just like return those, right? And I was like, fuck. Now I just have this rat. I'm not getting rid of it. It was $50.
Dude.
Keep it. I spent $50
on a rat.
You're
going to need
costume.
It for like a skit one day.
Yeah, I was just saying, why are we shooting a skit?
Actually, that's I have an idea. I have an idea for a sketch that's like, it's like Ratatouille, but it's, you're making the guy, like the person do weird shit, like in public, like jerking, like touching themselves or like, but I want it to cut. To like, you look like you're in a hat, like there's just sheets, and I'm in the rat costume, you're, like pulling hair.
Pulling hair and doing it. Yeah.
I think that'd be really funny.
And then you're just like, punch that dude.
Yeah.
Just for the fun
and
of it.
And it cuts to like his view, and people are like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. He's just wearing a chef hat for some reason.
Yeah. Just regular clothes, chef hat. Yeah. He's like in prison, you just scurry out. You just walk right out. Yeah.
Go on to the next victim.
Next victim. Mm-hmm. Ah, dude, you're like a serial killer. That's awesome, bro.
But yeah, I got this. If anyone needs a rat costume, I got you.
She'll rent it to you for $50. Yeah.
Exactly.
One size fits all. Yeah.
What's your purchase?
Probably the pocket pussy I just bought.
Did you?
Yeah. They're $10.
You are lonely.
Yeah. No one's ever bought a pocket pussy because it's going great, you know. And I recycle them like every like 6 months.
I thought it's so. Like it could be going good and you just want a pussy on the go, you know?
Actually, the first one I ever owned, a girl bought for me and was like, this would be fun to use. And I was like, yeah. And it was so much fun to use. I was like, I just need my own, you know? It's like it's kind of affected my mind.
Wait, she kept it?
No, I threw it away.
Oh.
It was in California, and when I moved here, I was like,
you're like, that's not making it on the road
trip. Bring
this
with me. Yeah. Bring this thing with me.
You get pulled over.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have anything? I'm like, ignore the weed. I do got a pocket pussy in the bag.
Put the weed in the pocket pussy.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Yeah, that thing has changed my life. That's revolutionary, man. That thing is $10. Crazy, dude. $10, a little imagination. Hmm. Not even lonely anymore, you know?
We should be giving those
hashtag
to those kids.
Lies I tell myself.
Yeah.
Those
sexually
kids.
Frustrated kids that end up shooting up schools. There should just be like a mandated everyone gets a pocket pussy.
I mean, I think at first we should start with a hug. Kids need just someone to give them a hug and say, hey, life's hard. I know it's okay. You'll find someone that likes you. Mm-hmm. Find some friends, you know. Fuck, I know your mom was a cunt. Your dad wasn't here or sucks balls or whatever. But here's a hug. I love you. I'm sorry. Mm. It's going to be okay.
I feel like COVID ruined that.
Yeah.
What, shooting up schools?
No, hugs.
Hugs?
Yeah.
No. Hugs are at an all-time high right now, all right? Fucking hugs. Love a hug.
I feel like hugs are back.
Yeah, hugs are back.
Yeah,
hugs are fucking all. You know what I do hate? A handshake. I never know what to do with a handshake. Like, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, it was just, hey, nice to meet you. Now it's like you're bringing people in. They fucking...
It's too complex.
Sometimes people will throw a snap in at the end, and you're like, am I doing that too?
People?
Yeah. No, just people, you know? Okay. Like, you'll do the whole thing, and then they'll snap, and it's like, oh, is that our thing?
Yeah, or
are you just...
Are you doing that with everybody?
Yeah, is that your thing? Like, am I supposed to do it too? You know, it kills me, man.
Ooh.
What's your thing?
I bought a colon cleanse. That's what I bought. And it's going great.
Oh, good.
Let me just tell you.
What is that? What, elaborate.
It's just like it cleans out your microbiome.
Is it a drink?
Your gut biome. No, it's like a pill.
Mm. You're like, I am actually shitting right now.
Yeah, she's like, I've had a fart for like 30 minutes.
I haven't really eaten in 3 days.
Because you're not hungry? You're not supposed to?
Both. Well, wow. You can eat on it, but, like, I'm just not hungry.
Well, does it just come right out the other side immediately?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not quite that bad.
Yeah. Huh.
So is it like a, what's the thing?
Ozempic?
To make you poop?
Oh.
Is that what it's
called? A suppository.
It's like a laxative.
A laxative?
Yeah. Is it like a laxative?
No, because it like resets your gut. Like the whole, it's like a pre-probiotic, water weight, like it's a whole thing.
Do you feel good?
I don't know yet.
You haven't eaten in like 3 days. I have so much energy, I could run a mile.
I'm skinnier.
You just fine.
And that feels good. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
That's what I bought.
Thank God. This was fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this.
Thanks
man.
For having me.
What's your what's your corner in the internet? How we find you and keep
mostly
up with your shows?
Instagram is probably the best way. I'm a Kylie Troop. I didn't like when people were doing the thing. It feels very egotistical. So
I'm
sure there's other Kylie Troops out there. So I'm just one of them. But
dude, the other day I was on YouTube. I typed in Lil for Lil Wayne. Dude, there's so many Lils now.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about, there was 20 Lils on YouTube. It was crazy, dude.
Lil has always been around though. That's not new.
I feel like Lil Wayne was the first.
What about Lil Bow Wow?
Yeah, but he was a kid. So, you know,
he was actually
he
Lil.
Had to be Lil. He was Lil. He had to be Lil. You couldn't just be I'm Bow Wow. It's like, bro, you're 12.
Well, then he did.
Right? Yeah, well, that's evolutionary. Yeah. You know, he's a Charizard.
When is he going to be Big Wow? That's what I want.
Big Wow? Yeah. I don't know. After the last time we got beat up by a girl, I don't know if you can't be Big Wow now.
But yeah, Instagram, and I've got, I have a Laugh After Dark taping. I just did a couple weeks ago. That's going to be coming out soon. Yeah.
That's great.
15 minutes.
Hell yeah.
I hate when people call it a special because it's just like one take. I did a set, but it was really fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, that's something though. That's good shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel great. Like that's like preparing for the special one day.
Yeah.
Also that's great.
Thanks.
Kylie, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you
for being here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been Maggie Mayfield.
I am Brian McDuffie.
Thank you so much, Brandon Lejean, for being the best producer ever. Creek in the Cave Studios for having us.
Oh, wait, Brandon, what's your purchase?
Call of Duty.
Original?
No, I bought the like latest one, and it's like the third time that I've bought a Call of Duty after the time before. I was like, you hate this game, don't have time to play it, and you never will play it. And I downloaded it 2 months ago, and I played it 3 times, and it was $70. So lame.
Perfect. Well, if you've enjoyed the show, please share with a friend and find us on Instagram. You can like us at slideinpod. Thank you so much for watching.
Bye.
Bye.